This episode brought to you by
Audible. For all of your jingle bell ears.
For jingle bell ears. I like that. It's very appropriate. Guys, go to audibletrial.com/horrorvirgin for 30 days free and a book to get you started. And for that recommendation.
So I'm recommending it. It's so good. You may have seen the first chapter in when it came out in 2017. And there's the second chapter is coming out. And this is when they're all grown ups. And so the book is really cool because it goes back and forth between these two timelines. It's awesome. It's one of my favorites. It's really scary, too. And it's read by Steven Weber. So you should definitely.
From Wings?
From Wings. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. He's Brian, I think, the younger kind of a loose cannon pilot brother, you know? Yes, but he does a really good job reading this book.
He's like the Murtaugh of Wings.
He is. Well, no, I'd say he's more the Riggs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Tim Daly is the Murtaugh.
That's right, because he's getting too old for this shit.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
He is the older brother. Start listening to it now, and you might have it finished by September when the second one comes out.
All right, guys. Audibletrial.com/horrorvirgin. Listen to it.
Yeah. Woo!
Bye! This episode also brought to you by our Burn It Down Patreon subscriber,
Nick.
He wanted us to shout out a film that he wants to see, and it's currently trying to be funded on like a GoFundMe or something. Mm-hmm. It's called Preacher 6.
Ooh.
I actually did watch the two trailers they have up online for it at preacher6.com, and the biggest compliment I can give it is that I think I would hate it.
Yeah, which means that it is a terrifying movie.
Right, it looks like it could be a good movie. But guys, follow at Kyle D. Hester, H-E-S-T-E-R, because he's the guy who's actually trying to get the movie made, or just go to preacher6.com.
Yeah.
It honestly looks like it could be pretty good.
Bring in that theme music!
I'm not going to know how low cut your shirt is.
I fucking love that shirt, man. Hey, why are you making fun of his shirt?
It's not my fault they only make this shirt in women's sizes.
It all happens so fast. So women grabbing things everywhere. Welcome to the Horror Virgin, everybody.
You guys
Todd
are
accidentally
you have
cross-dressed
buttons down to your belly button on that shirt.
No, man. They're just like, I like this shirt. It brings out the gray in his hair.
Wow!
I love your hair.
This is the worst beginning ever.
I mean.
Heather Gray is a good look on you.
It is.
Just
wow.
Top to bottom.
I love that color on him. Oh, Todd just raged through his ear pods.
I was checking levels.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas
Merry
Eve.
Merry Christmas.
Do you want to introduce
Merry Christmas
yourself?
Eve. Oh, yeah, I'm Jen.
Ugh.
Damn it. Every time.
And she falls for it.
I do.
I'm the Virgin Todd, and we have two guests.
Two guests.
We have a resident guest and an actual guest. How about that?
Who goes first?
Well, you
because
since
you're talking.
I'm Mikey.
Bring your head down.
Welcome back, Mikey. It's an honor to be on your podcast, guesting on podcast.
Yes, guest on podcast, Christmas episode.
Christmas Eve. And we have another guest, Natalie.
Yay, Natalie. Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi.
I brought Natalie on because she loves this movie like I do, and I needed backup because I knew that Jen wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
So
I did not pick this movie.
No, I did. I thought it was about time I got a movie in.
It'll be your only one all year.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Todd.
Ugh. Yeah. So we watched
what
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, The Nightmare Before Christmas because it's the night before Christmas.
It is the night before Christmas.
Yes.
And all through the house.
I was watching movies.
Not a Jen was happy.
Nope. Not even a mouse.
She hated this movie.
I didn't hate it. I strongly disliked it, though. I don't know if I quite
Jen,
got to hate.
I am so
hate.
Glad that you're joining me on the Nightmare Before Christmas train.
Oh. So we know that this is not technically a horror movie, although it does have horror elements in it. But yeah, we are going to drop a very special Christmas episode tomorrow for you, and that episode is going to be Black Christmas.
An actual horror movie.
Which is an actual horror movie. It is a slasher. It's good. I really like it.
So don't feel like you're going to get gypped out of your Todd scares. It's going to happen,
although,
but it'll happen tomorrow.
I feel like we're negging this movie. As much as I don't like this movie.
Whoa, Jen. Whoa. What did you say?
I said I feel like we're negging this movie. What is that? Why is that
sorry.
Wrong?
I thought you said something else.
What did you think she said?
I don't want to get
you
into
think
it.
I was talking about Black Christmas again. So as much as I don't like this movie, I understand why people love it. And a lot of people really do. Yeah. Natalie loves this movie.
Love it.
Lots of people in the horror community love it. It's just not my thing. But I mean.
Yeah, because it's happy and you know, it's about love.
No, it's because it's Tim Burton.
It's because it's boring. Like it's a boring movie.
And I'll say this. I hate Tim Burton live action movies. And this is the only Tim Burton movie I've ever seen that I don't hate. And I just sort of hate Tim Burton in general, like as a person. I've never seen someone with a more punchable face.
What?
But I
That's
like
so mean.
But I like I this movie quite a bit. When was the first time you saw this, Natalie?
Well, I wasn't allowed to watch it when it came out. Because,
right. Fundamentalist, you know, Christianity is a real thing.
Yeah, real thing. So I was probably, I probably didn't see it until I was 19 or 20.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. It was much later for me. I didn't see it until, I had a girlfriend who loved this movie, and she made me watch it, and I was like, I don't want to see it. It's going to be stupid. And I was like, I love it.
Yeah.
So, aww. Yeah. What's this?
What's
you
this?
Learned to love
I
Halloween.
Love this movie now.
What's this?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
How did I miss this somehow? Sorry. I'll stop.
Well, it's no, great because like it, for me, the whole Christmas season starts at Halloween. It's like it goes from Halloween to New Year's.
Yes.
And it mixes everything.
So you mean right after Halloween?
Yeah. No, like before Halloween, the season starts.
What?
Wait. Christmas starts before Halloween for you?
Wait, yes. Give
it
me
all
a date.
Starts at the same time. It's like all one big season for me. It's like Halloween, Christmas,
like, okay, like what
fall.
Month?
What month? Okay, the day is September 30th because that is my birthday.
So Devil's Night. So like you watch The Crow and decorate for Christmas.
I don't watch The Crow and decorate for Christmas. I watch this and decorate September's for Christmas.
September is Christmas season.
It is, no.
So if it was up to you and you like ran a Target store, you would start playing Christmas music like in July.
No.
That would actually make more sense.
I thought it was Christmas in July.
Exactly. But it would drive customers away. Nobody likes that.
No.
Except for me. So.
Right. Jen is so... Jen hates this movie.
I just can't imagine why. I just love Halloween. If Halloween could be longer and then Christmas could be... I don't know.
What?
Christmas doesn't start for me until December.
Yeah,
that's when I started.
So you're like a Macy's Day Christmas purist.
Yeah, except I don't really like parades either.
I don't like parades either, but that to me signifies like Christmas starts
you don't like
for me.
Parades?
Look, I love horror movies.
No,
but I love
do
Christmas.
Like that when you're watching.
I do.
I do like that if like you go to a parade. If you walk against, like, if you walk the opposite direction the parade's walking in, it's like fast forwarding the parade.
All you right. get to see everything, but wow. you don't have to. You just have to fight crowds
stupid.
All the time.
Wow, rude!
It took us a
You're
long.
You're supposed to be on my side.
Why? I have to always be on your side.
Well, I brought you on it because
yeah,
like
didn't
this
you watch
movie.
The movie?
I do love this
Sal,
movie.
Ladies always have to agree with the men.
I'm sorry.
They
I'm sorry.
Quietly
so
disagree
smart,
in song.
I don't think I quietly disagree in song. I'll be writing a song about my disagreement with you.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's like the worst relationship. If someone came home and like sang all the things I did wrong all the time, I'd be like,
but not to you, not to
no.
you.
Just like in the shower.
Yeah.
So like I'm getting ready for work and they're like
just rage sing it into my journal.
He never emptied a dishwasher.
Into my journal.
You have a YouTube channel with all of your songs.
He was too sarcastic last night.
You would just like be singing your disapproval about someone's
Why
decisions.
Why are the dishes not done? I put
oh, in my
in
mind,
the sink.
In my mind, you were like Zach De La Rocha from Rage Against the Machine. You were like Bulls on Parade oh, it. Like, yeah. open freestyle rapping about how much rage. That should be hilarious.
I'm more of a killing
my teeth
in a name
like, oh, I hate this relationship.
Oh, I've been there.
I can hear you singing.
Oh, I've been there.
Not recently, though, right?
No.
Okay, good.
I want to sing Laundry in the Name of now.
Yes.
Oh, actually, I could make that song work in a lot of different domestic situations. My husband loves Christmas, so I know that as soon as I like open the door to Christmas, it's like frosty all the time, and mm-hmm. like
is that a sex thing?
No, gross. No, but like it will, and we now have kids, so like I've watched The Grinch probably 50 times.
It was
already.
On. Oh no,
which one? That, like the original
one.
One?
Yeah, okay, but yeah. We went to see the new one, and like.
The Jim Carrey one, which is pretty good.
I love it.
No, it's weird.
I mean, I grew up on the original Grinch, so I think the original Grinch is still my favorite.
Well, yeah.
I like it now.
It's like nostalgic, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I haven't seen it in probably 15 years, so it might not hold up well, but
it still holds up.
I have real fond memories of it.
I didn't like it when I was a kid because Dr. Seuss illustrations freaked me out.
Oh,
yeah?
And so I was reading this to some kids one time and started crying because it was the first time I read this book, and I was like, oh, and they're singing even though they didn't get presents. And that's when, yeah. And
were
my
you
heart grew three sizes.
On it?
I was, yeah.
Of course you were.
Hey, you know, I feel my feelings.
Oh,
yes,
my
man.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to bottle them up and suppress them until I die.
And then just throw them into the ocean.
You got to sing them
in the shower, Todd.
That's what it is. That's
what it is. Feelings.
Oh my God, can we talk about this fucking movie?
Yeah, so we watched The Nightmare Before
Christmas. Oh, we're backing up that far. Oh dear God.
We didn't even start.
We didn't start talking about it.
Oh, my bad. Yeah,
is what happened when we watched The Visit. Todd tried to distract us for 45 minutes talking about nonsense.
Man, I hated that movie. I was.
Such a good movie.
Well, there's nothing scarier than Alzheimer's.
It wasn't about Alzheimer's. It's about sundowning and shitting your pants.
I feel like Mikey just took us on a turn. I'm not ready to talk.
There's nothing scarier than adult illiteracy.
Yeah, I'm gonna like back a different charity each time, but like really morbid.
There's a lot of homeless dogs out there, just like Zero.
In the arms of an angel.
All right, so we start with "This Is Halloween." This is Halloween.
That's the first song.
And I wrote down, I like this song. And
yeah, so you like musicals. So you like
I
the
do,
musical
I do really like musicals.
It. I do remember, like, especially in Halloween Town, you were saying things like, oh, I don't like that one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they were very the specific creatures you hated.
Yes,
the
yes.
Wolf.
I'd say I didn't
Eddie
like that wolf guy.
Yeah.
I didn't like that guy that
melty
was like...
Melty face guy.
Melty face guy. I didn't like him.
I didn't like wheelchair guy.
I didn't like... I called him Duck Man.
Duck Man.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't like the stripey...
Well, he does have duck lips. He's doing duck face. He looks like an Instagram girl.
He can't help it. Didn't like a Cleaverhead Man. Mm-hmm. I liked the vampires.
Yes, you did. They were
adorable.
I liked
Zero.
Zero.
Of course you like Zero. Yeah. You're not a monster.
Did you like Jack Skellington?
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, my God.
I liked him.
Do you like the main character?
I mean, she is
I'm
entitled to her.
I am, Mr. I hate every movie we watch except for Leslie Vernon.
You make me watch horror movies.
That's true.
So
I like the song. And so, okay, so kind of what I was realizing is like, this is not really my aesthetic, but you would think I would love this because I do love Halloween and I like creepy stuff just in general and I kind of just want creepy stuff around me a lot.
That's why they have me on the podcast.
Right.
Super creepy.
But so like the 25% of this imagery I do really like. Like the vampire guys. I like those guys. But then there are like four other people that really bug me or are really gross.
What was gross in this movie?
The melty face guy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
What melty face? I don't remember that.
His face melted.
Stuck to it.
Yeah.
Oh,
Ooga
yeah.
Ooga Booga was gross. With
Boogie
the
Boogie Man.
With the maggot stuff. Everything was gross. Her body was sewn together.
She
every time somebody took
her,
a part of their body off, it grossed me out. Yeah, I just... Not my thing, man. Don't like it.
See, that feels very Halloween and horror-y to me, though.
It
so I
does.
Figured you would have liked that.
But it's more like a cartoonish version of Halloween, and I think I like more like classic imagery and
so if it was
spooky.
Real blood and gore...
I'd probably like it more.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like Ghostface. I like Ghostface. Mm-hmm. Not so much Weird Witches.
So if Scream was a musical, you'd be like all about it.
That would be awesome. There's actually an Evil Dead musical that I would love to see.
There's a movie coming out. It's a zombie musical.
Anna and the Apocalypse.
Ah.
I've heard very different things about it, but apparently it's like people are either loving it or hating it.
I don't like musicals.
I love musicals.
I love musicals
so
much.
You just haven't seen the right musical.
What musicals do I need to see, Jen?
Hamilton. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen Hamilton.
But I know all the songs.
You know
but I did listen to the Hamilton soundtrack while I was working out today.
Hamilton
is a true story.
What song should we sing for Hamilton?
I think you pump more than musical theater, Todd.
You have no idea, man. I was doing some hella cardio listening to General Lafayette rap.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
Whoa, Lafayette.
Yeah, she knows it. That's word for word.
I'm impressed. Yeah.
Hey, he's French. He's hard to understand.
I know, exactly. My accent is just so authentic. You're the one who's weird, listeners. Not me. Oh, I do love
so you didn't like Oogie Boogie.
He was okay.
I like the musicians.
You're joking.
I like the musicians a lot.
I'm with Jen. I don't like Jack Skellington. That's where the whole movie falls apart.
You don't like Jack.
So mean
for you
every
the whole
time
movie
the main
falls apart
around?
In the
character.
First song.
Yeah. See, the first song where Jack is a douchebag.
Yeah. See, and I don't really like Sally. So like
no, Sally's not great either.
No. Who do we like in this movie?
Santa Claus.
Zero.
I don't know, he's
Zero.
Kind of a dick.
Yes.
Yeah, I do like Santa Claus. I mean Zero.
He's I like cool. The mayor.
You remind me of the mayor.
I
song.
Was going to say the same thing.
I can see that.
Okay, so, but the mayor, the voice of the mayor is the guy from Beetlejuice. He's
Keaton?
No.
Which guy?
He's trying to sell the house. He, when they have the Deo, me say Deo. He's the big guy. Yeah.
No, and then it's like I had a hard time figuring out the hierarchy of Halloween Town. Like, there's an elected official. He's the mayor.
Yeah,
but then
there's also a king.
He inherited
he's the king,
his throne.
And then there's a mayor. It's like
the mayor
England.
Is elected.
That's why he said he can't do anything on his own.
Exactly, because he didn't want to piss off everybody. Yeah. They won't vote for him again.
But like I don't know. Jack's just like try to do things on their own. Bitching and moaning about being in charge of Halloween Town.
He
doesn't appreciate anybody helping him at all.
If it's Halloween,
it's all about
time.
Jack.
But he's tired of it. He wants something different.
So what you're saying is Jack is a classic narcissist.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
He's just sad. He's been doing the same thing over and over and over his whole undead life.
Yeah. He's realizing he's not fulfilled because he needs variety.
Or maybe he could like let the mayor plan next Halloween and he could just like decorate the pumpkins.
Maybe listen
to
somebody else's ideas, you know? Step outside the box.
He kidnaps a whole different holiday before trying anything else.
Yeah. Because he thinks that he can make it better. I mean, that's a classic narcissist.
Right. Now, this is an existential crisis. I don't want to.
I swear to God, Natalie, if you turn against me in this movie, I'm so mad. If
no,
they convince you, I swear to God, I'll be so mad.
I love a good anti-hero.
Yeah, that's true. I do. I didn't mind Jack so much. I did write an entire bot. Like, I boxed off a little spot for how I could project my emotions onto Jack Skellington. I'll reveal it throughout the course of this podcast.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
I saw myself in Jack Skellington a little bit.
Because you're a classic narcissist.
No, because I'm not. He's stuck.
Yeah.
He just needs to.
We've all been there.
Right. Yeah. And so the story of this movie, I have some issues with how Sally and Jack relate with each other and some of the beats of the story.
How they don't relate at all?
They honestly do not talk a whole lot.
But it's
at all.
Really.
They talk none.
The thing that bothers me about this movie is really just the imagery. Like, the story is okay. The music is not my favorite, but I kind of like some of it. And it's well done. This is a very well done movie.
Yeah, Danny Elfman crushes this. He's so good in this.
Yeah. It's just that the imagery is just not my particular. Like, I really like David Fincher. I know not a lot of people do, but I really like that kind of aesthetic.
What? You know, I really hate. I like Steven Spielberg, but I know nobody else does.
You're the person wearing a Jaws shirt currently.
I do love that shirt.
Everyone loves David Fincher.
Do they all?
I know people complain about him,
but I love him. But he's got a specific aesthetic,
does,
you know?
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg has a specific aesthetic. Everything's like twinkly in the background, you know? Mm-hmm. Tim Burton's is just not something that I particularly enjoy.
I don't like his aesthetic either.
I love his aesthetic.
It's just weird for the sake of being weird to me, which...
Exactly!
Yeah.
It's like Tim Burton doesn't have a personality if like you take the weirdness out of it. That's all he is. That's why I don't think he's a really good director. He has one thing. He's like Quentin Tarantino. He does one thing all right. And he's built a brand around that one thing, but he can't do anything else.
That's my biggest complaint is he doesn't branch out, and it's just one thing over and over again.
And so, Steve, we may have talked about this a little bit, but Steven from Modern Horrors was talking about how he's better when he does not have full creative control of everything.
That's, I think, why I like this.
Right, because somebody was still kind of reining him in a little bit and saying, no, this is just fucking weird. Why do you have Johnny Depp dressed in that ridiculous suit?
So you're
one of the people that really like this kind of aesthetic.
I love this. Aesthetic.
And I can understand why people like it. It's really going for what it is. You know, it's just not my thing.
I feel like there are other artists who do a similar thing, but not to the extent that he does.
Right.
So
Or not as well.
And so I like it. I like the aesthetic. I like the feel of it. Mm-hmm. I like that it's like cute and creepy, which is, I like it.
Yeah. Todd's whole schlick.
What's up?
Cute and creepy.
How you doing, ladies? Lady.
Uh-huh. Thank you for correcting. Jeez.
But I also, just talking about Christmas horror, not a huge fan of Christmas horror. And I'm actually working through a blog of my feelings about this.
Imagine that.
I know.
You writing a blog that's all about your feelings.
It might have something to do
classic
with some things
narcissist.
I'm talking about in therapy.
Jane, we'll watch some Christmas horror that I like, that I think are good.
Okay. Well, okay. So if you look at this and you look at like Halloween, everything in Halloween Town is like Halloween times a billion, and then everything in Christmas is like Halloween times a billion, and it doesn't seem like it should go together. And that's why sometimes Christmas horror bugs me, because I feel like it's hard to find that balance of making like this heartwarming season and this season about death and destruction and putting them together. And the reality is life is not cut and dry, and terrible things still happen while other people have like moments of joy, and you just have to take it all together. But it's just hard to find that line.
I feel like Die Hard does a good Christmas.
Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
What?
I'm just kidding.
What?
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Holy shit, I was about to throw everything at you.
Like an ongoing debate and people like
it's
lose
not
their
a debate.
Fucking minds.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it's set on Christmas.
Exactly.
The first two are set on Christmas, which is ridiculous.
What a coincidence.
It's like when people say Ghostbusters is not a horror movie. There are ghosts in the title.
Yeah. And they get busted.
Right.
That library scene in the beginning is scary.
Winston!
That's Ghost Ethan one, you stupid...
So Jack is the king.
The only thing I wanted to do is I wanted... Because when he starts singing the Pumpkin King part, in my mind, he's going to sing Pirate King, and I get so happy because I love Pirates of Penzance.
I am the Pirate King.
Yeah. I wanted Kevin Kline to come in and be like, it's the same tune as the Pumpkin King. Which
God.
Is a joke that only you would get. But yeah.
You're welcome.
If you guys have seen Pirates of Penzance, you're laughing right now. Those of you who aren't, you're welcome.
So I wrote down Mayors from Beetlejuice, but now that I'm thinking about it, this entire movie exists in the waiting room of Beetlejuice, in the afterlife waiting room.
This is what they're watching in Beetlejuice, in a cardiology dungeon waiting room.
Yes. It's everything. It's just, and I do think there's some shout outs to Beetlejuice in there. I've got it written down somewhere. Anyways.
Well, Beetlejuice is before this, right? I honestly don't know when Beetlejuice came out. But this is 93 when this came out.
This was 93. I've got it all.
In the first scene, really, that this is Halloween scene.
It's introduced to all the creepies.
Yeah, you're introduced to all the creepies. They set up Halloween Town. Nothing really major happens because we don't even realize that Jack, who is the Pumpkin King, is very melancholy about his life until he starts singing, which is like sort of the next song.
He sings his one song, Glory Song from Rent.
Scene two is where Jack is like, this is where he reveals that as the Pumpkin King, he is sick of being just the Pumpkin King.
Yeah, because he needs variety in his life.
Something's missing.
Yeah. Jack's existential crisis.
The pumpkin spice latte of his life is too same. He needs more spice in his life.
He's
Hold
just
on.
Too dumb to realize
right.
it.
He needs more spice in his life than pumpkin spice. Boom, yes. There it is.
Nailed it.
I think it's because Halloween Town.
I'm doing the wave with myself.
They never, you know, Jack has a bunch of yes men. He needs, if they were actually giving their honest opinions, Jack would be much happier.
But then when they give their honest opinion, like Sally, he doesn't listen.
Exactly.
Jack is a jackass.
Be like,
nailed it.
Jack, maybe if you didn't set yourself on fire every Halloween, you'd like Halloween more. But no, it's like Tyra Banks, and she's just surrounding herself.
Tyra Banks sets herself on fire every Halloween?
Oh, she is on fire.
I did not know that.
She just surrounds herself with people that tell her she's great all the time, so you just lose all perspective, you know?
What's that like?
Comedians do that too. Like, comedians are really funny starting out, not until they get rich. Once they're rich, they surround themselves with people who are like, yeah, that's funny.
Who'd you say that
they're
about?
Not funny anymore?
Chevy Chase. That happened to Chevy Chase. Yeah. It happened to Dane Cook. It happened to a lot of really great comics who just aren't funny until they realize that they've surrounded themselves with people who are just laughing at everything.
You remember how Dax Shepard was the unlikable person in that Dane Cook, Dax Shepard movie, the Superstore one?
I haven't seen it.
And then it took a turn. I love Dax Shepard.
I do too.
What was it called? It was because it had Jessica Simpson in it too, who was sad because her ears were big or something.
Is that Good Luck Chuck?
No.
Employee
of the Month? Chuck. Something.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, something. Yeah, they were like competing to be Employee of the Month at this Walmart because that's great.
The only Dane Cook movie I've ever liked was the movie Waiting.
And I
like Dane Cook in the movie because he doesn't really talk much. He's just like a weird, quirky cook. Like the first time I think you see him, like the new employee's being introduced to everybody, and he, like, the guy brings him back into the kitchen. He's like, here's the cooks, this is whatever, and they point out Dane Cook, and Dane Cook just pulls a knife out and goes, welcome to Thunderdome, bitch.
That's what I would do.
Really funny. Anyway.
Yeah, so in this Employee of the Month movie, Jessica Simpson will only date the Employee of the Month.
Because it's a stupid fucking movie.
Oh, yeah. So they are competing to be Employee of the Month. But, like, who can get all the carts faster?
So pretty much Employee of the Month reduces...
about to be some feminist shit.
Employee of the Month, Natalie, please do not listen to this. Employee of the Month reduces Jessica Simpson's status to more or less just a better parking space.
Oh my God.
It took a while to get there. The patriarchy gets us all in the end.
Oh my God.
I do like how her flaw that made her more relatable was that her ears were too big. which is stupid.
Can we stop talking about Employee of the Month and talk about Jack Skellington?
Yeah, because we are seriously on the first scene. I wrote down, we're introduced to Sally and wheelchair guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
I'm sorry. We're introduced to Sally and Duck Man.
Yeah, and Duck Face. Yeah.
I don't know.
His wheelchair does not define him.
It's wheelchair or person first.
Do you think that he created everyone in that realm?
Maybe he did.
No,
he created Sally.
He did create Sally.
He did create Sally. That's why she was...
Yeah. Yeah, she is his property.
I mean, he's Frankenstein.
Since he could create whole people and he makes reindeer and three people, that he couldn't fix his legs?
I know. That was a thing.
Oh,
I was very surprised by that.
Physician, heal thyself.
Oh, no, exactly. I don't think that's a bad thing to ask.
No, maybe.
What is he doing?
Like Jack, he just can't see outside of his present circumstances.
Yeah. Maybe he relies on that.
Yeah.
He likes being disabled.
He likes having people take care of him all the time. He likes being able to shame them for trying to poison him.
Yeah.
What is the point of poison in this realm where no one can die because everyone's already dead?
Right. Well, just like made him sleep.
I know. Yeah. It puts him to sleep.
So pretty much she
becomes Bill Cosby every night so she can go out with her friends.
I hope everyone heard my loud sigh.
But, I mean, she more or less roofies him so she can leave.
She does.
But not that she should have to do that.
He is the true victim.
Yeah.
Now, we did talk about that this is the cycle of abuse.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, because she
doesn't understand why she kept coming back.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't deserve
better. She has nowhere
else
to go. It's
like if you are born.
She thinks she has nowhere else to go.
Exactly.
Because she can't see outside of her present circumstances.
Exactly.
If you were born into a house where you are always controlled by somebody else, that perception of control is all you know.
Oh my
God. You don't see anything outside.
Halloween Town is an emotional prison.
I know. Yeah. This is what I'm learning. Yeah. Halloween Town is a horrible place.
Everybody knows that he made her, and they're going to say, why don't you go back to Duckface?
So I haven't seen this movie.
Why don't you go back to Duckface?
I haven't seen this movie in years. So I was like, Jack sees her and says, Sally. And I was like, Jack's never met her because the whole movie, I assume she's been locked in the tower and no one ever sees her.
No, they know. They just don't care.
They all know that she's kidnapped in this tower and no one cares.
But there's a guy walking around with a cleaver stuck out of his head and nobody cares about that either.
I mean,
Jack lit himself
on
fire. Yeah, it's fucked up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but, you know.
So we watched The Nightmare Before Christmas.
9,000 hours later, Jack sings in the cemetery and is sad, and Sally watches.
Yeah, so Sally is watching over him, and sort of this is where she sort of falls in love with him.
You don't think she was in love with him before that?
I mean, I don't know.
She's
maybe she was.
Obviously attracted to power.
Oh, yeah. She's a woman.
But this
and she only knows the feeling of being controlled.
Right.
She just wants to be
controlled. Yeah, she's a woman.
And so when you only know the feeling of being controlled, you are attuned to someone's emotions and you try to figure out how you can manipulate those emotions to survive on a daily basis.
And Sally does try to do that.
And she sees an emotion that she can work with when she sees that he's sad.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, and here's my end. Yeah. Maybe I don't have to poison this one.
Yeah.
She does try to sabotage him later, though.
She does. Yeah.
Because she knows that it's going to be a disaster. Yeah. She does it to try to save everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And because she knows he won't listen.
In Sally's defense, though, he is the only bonable dude in this whole town.
Yeah. Bone, I get it.
No, I agree. Yeah.
What's she going to do? Like, run away and go be with Melty Face?
Yeah. No. Or like Wolfman? Yeah. No. No, thank you.
You know he likes it doggy style. So, in this scene, he's singing about how melancholy he is, and then he walks off into the forest to some place he's never been before, and he sees all the holiday trees.
With Zero, of course.
Well, yeah, of course he brings Zero along, who's his adorable dog.
But Zero is with him in the sad cemetery song.
That's when Zero comes out. He pats his leg, and he comes out of his grave.
And it is really cool. I like Zero a lot. I really liked this part. This is probably my favorite part of the movie because I liked all the different trees with the holiday symbols on them.
Yeah,
American holidays.
Yeah, I was about to say only American holidays.
There was a lot of potential to go to the different towns.
I know, spinoffs. I wanted to see what Easterland looks like.
Well,
we
get to see the bunny.
Day.
But anyway, so he sees the Christmas tree and he opens the Christmas tree door and then he gets sucked into Christmas Town.
So if we could go to any of those other trees, which ones would you guys want to go to?
I would say Valentine's Day for me. Valentine's
really?
Day time. Yeah, everyone's getting down.
Yeah,
is that what's happening on Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's eating like hard heart candies. Yeah, and everyone is just boning.
Eating
but
hard
in
what?
St. Patrick's Day town, everybody's drinking beer.
Everyone's just getting shit-faced and throwing up on the street.
I want to go to Thanksgiving town, which is definitely a tree in there, just because I want to know how shitty that town is.
Right.
Thanksgiving town.
Pilgrims.
It's just people eating and killing Indians.
Right?
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. Yeah,
and just, saying things they're thankful for.
It's just 100% manifest destiny all over that town.
And plague and corn.
That is an Andrew Jackson joke.
There's that 8th grade knowledge again.
Horrible, huh?
There's that 8th grade knowledge again.
Was there a 4th of July one?
I didn't see a 4th of July one.
We don't
one,
directly
no.
see it, but there is the implication that there isn't a 4th of July
because
one.
Of the implication.
What's the implication?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I saw Thanksgiving.
Because there's a Valentine's Day and a St. Patrick's. And a,
right.
Sure.
There was like 8 of them.
What are the other? I think there's 7.
Jen, what? It doesn't matter.
Okay.
So he gets sucked into
Christmas Town.
Right. Ass first. Do you see when he lands in the snow? He's like,
he's
legs are in the
butt.
Air and he's spinning on his bony ass.
It's fun.
It's fun.
His like toothpick bony ass.
This is my favorite song of the thing.
Stop looking
what's
for
this?
It.
Yeah. What's this? There's magic in the air. What's this? I love it. It's so great.
It is cool. It's
this
like
is
the magic
my
of Christmas.
My favorite part
Jack,
of the whole movie.
I like. Yeah, at one point, I was like, "When do we go back to Christmas Town?"
Because Christmas Town's better, and this should have just been a Christmas movie.
Christmas Town is 100% just Whoville.
Yeah, it was inspired
but
by Dr.
Fine.
Seuss.
Yeah, yes, of course. But and I loved it. It's great. This is the song where you clearly understand that coming from Halloween Town and being the Pumpkin King, he has no idea what Christmas is.
Right.
He knows nothing about it.
But it's different and it's new and it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, ooh,
how can
like,
I ruin this? Can be improved by making it creepy as hell.
Yeah, and he does.
Which...
I'm okay with
and
it.
That's where he gets his plans to do what he does in the movie,
to ruin
which
Christmas.
Is yeah.
Ruin
I mean,
Christmas.
In his
it's
mind,
steal Christmas. This is basically right. like the Grinch, only Jack has followers.
I don't know.
And he has it. It's like because the Grinch tried to ruin Christmas.
Yeah, the
intent's
different.
Make him mad.
Yeah,
and Jack has a good heart and wants to do good things.
And he just wants to make it better. See,
he
I agree with that.
I don't think he has a good heart.
I think
heart.
He wants to steal and destroy the joy of others because he can't understand their joy.
You cannot kidnap Santa Claus and hold him against his will.
Yeah.
And then,
lock him up real tight. Sorry.
You can't justify that with your good heart.
Well, but
or
he,
your song.
He said, yeah. No, okay. You can justify it, though, when you're
oh,
Jack,
please.
Because he thought that he was giving him a break. He's like, here, I got this.
He
man.
Wants to send him on
I'm
vacation.
Make this.
But
okay,
like Jack always
he's
does.
He's unfulfilled
really
with
his
Halloween-ness.
And so he thinks
he's
that
like,
Santa
oh, here
Claus
you go.
Must obviously want a break, too. So
I
want to
go
I'll
get tortured in
an
Ooga Booga land.
Jack,
yeah, because
Jack
that's
and Halloween Town have a real big problem with consent.
They do.
They do. They do. But in 1993, pretty much everybody.
No, but this right, is another no. sign that Jack is a narcissist because he meets another king and was like, he obviously feels the same as I do.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm going to solve his problem that doesn't exist.
He doesn't meet him, but yeah, ultimately.
He sees him.
Yeah, he sees him. But he doesn't really want Santa Claus to take over Halloween.
Sandy Claus, sorry.
Is that what he calls him?
Yeah, Sandy Claus, geez. Because he thinks his last name is Claus, like vicious Claus.
Like claws on a cat?
Yeah, or on a tiger.
He flies
or whatever.
Through the night like a vulture in the night.
Because
like,
that's from the lens that he's looking
exactly.
through.
Yeah, exactly.
He sees everything through Halloween.
But he fundamentally does not understand Christmas.
No, he doesn't.
But he thinks he's making it better by what he's doing. Unlike the Grinch, who just wants to destroy it.
Yeah,
he wants to make it better.
And he does try to study what happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this the next scene when he comes back to town?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Then we have a little Sally and Duck Man thing.
Oh, yeah. This is where we learn more about how Sally is sort of a prisoner to Duckface.
There's no sort of.
I mean, no, she is. She's like Rapunzel. I think of her as like a Rapunzel at this point in the movie.
Yeah.
Just no long hair and no prince trying to save her. Agony!
I was so going to
I know.
So this guy, this Duckman guy.
No, to you.
If there only were doors. I love Agony. Dude, Sondheim's the man.
Yeah, he is.
Not Sondheim.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Duckman, who can
Dr. Duckface, excuse me.
He didn't go to 8 years of Dr. Duck Evil Face medicine.
He has got the
wow.
Dr. Duckface Evil Face.
I love how that,
face,
love how that joke went off the rails as you were saying it.
I was so excited I was going to say it.
So Dr. Duckface can create people, but he doesn't want to make his own soup.
But he made a person to make his soup for him. Duh.
You could just make like a, an Instapot.
If you make somebody who makes your soup, didn't you make the soup?
Oh shit. This is why Jen, whenever like her kids do like chores, she's like, no, I did the chores.
I did the chores. This house runs because of me. Exactly true.
By the way, there's a foot fetish in this movie.
Well, it's Oogie Boogie.
Yeah, Oogie Boogie is into feet in a very real and uncomfortable way.
Oh, when I get into feet, that's the word that I say Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie.
When do you get into feet?
Fourth date.
Gross.
What's this? What's this? There's semen everywhere. What's this? What's this? It's getting in my hair.
Gross.
It's like you're Indians.
Where are we?
Are we on the third scene yet?
Probably.
No, he's in Christmastown.
So then he comes back and they have the town meeting.
Yeah, well, because the mayor had been looking for him.
Because this is not hugely important.
He is only an elected official.
Right, but this isn't hugely important. But there's it's known throughout the land of Halloween Town that Jack is missing. And then he comes back and the mayor's like, "Where have you been?" And he's like, "I want to tell everybody, call a town meeting. When? Now!" Remember?
He's only been gone a day.
Yeah,
I know, but if your king leaves and he never leaves.
See, this whole town is just emotionally unhealthy.
Okay, and the day after Halloween, take a break.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to start planning. What are you going to do different? Carve a green pumpkin this year?
Well, it's become monotonous, and that's why he wants...
And so they
need
him to try to distract them from their monotony, and then he leaves. But then he comes back and he explains Christmas to them.
Well, no, he tries.
But he doesn't understand Christmas.
No, he has no idea what he's talking about,
really.
He can't
see outside of his present circumstances.
And he realizes that the only way to figure out Christmas is to apply the scientific method.
Yes, and this was...
And this is when he goes to Duckface Killer.
There was a real fine line I was walking between this is really funny and this is really stupid. And I kept crossing over that line on either side. And I was like, okay, when he sprinkles the ornament and the thing turns green.
When he turns it to glitter dust. Yeah.
And then when he cuts the snowflake that was the spider, some of that I thought was really cool and some of it was cute. Oh my gosh.
I just started
asking how much longer the movie was going to last.
It doesn't seem like science has really applied to anything else in Halloween Town.
Well, when you can take parts of your body on and off at will, it doesn't really matter.
Breach the laws of science.
They're all dead.
Yeah, I don't know if they are all dead.
The witches aren't dead because they're just witches.
Right. I mean, but there are large portions of the town that are undead for sure.
Yeah.
And Jack is one of those that is already dead.
One guy's a wolf. How does that happen?
I think it's pronounced vampound.
I'm not doing that. Not having this conversation again.
That is a trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Oh, such a bad movie. Yeah, so he's doing all the science shit.
Science.
And he thinks he's figuring out what Christmas is.
He just doesn't understand Christmas.
Yeah, because Jesus is even
mentioned. Does he understand Halloween?
He understands Halloween. That's all he knows.
He's the pumpkin king.
I don't feel like trick or treating or being nice and fun. I don't feel like they had the real meaning of Halloween in Halloween Town.
Well, it was based on German expressionism. So maybe not.
Wow. Nerd alert!
No,
what? Oh, my God.
They don't even talk about scaring people.
No.
They don't, because who are you going to scare? Are you going to scare everybody?
Well, okay, so here's my question that they don't answer in the movie. During Halloween... Or during Christmas, Santa leaves Halloween Town and goes into the earth or goes into the world, right?
This is my question.
So in Halloween, does Jack and all the witches and the wolf, do they go into the earth?
They go haunt everybody.
And then, okay.
And that's why they had those three trick-or-treaters who were devious and they tricked
They were like minions.
Yeah,
but I feel like we missed the lot like as an audience by not being shown what Halloween Town does on Halloween.
Right. Yeah.
Well, so, and here's why I think that people really connect to this movie a lot is because they're not really, in Halloween Town, they're not really trying to scare each other. They're just kind of celebrating their weirdness and accepting each other for who they are. And I do really like that.
Yeah.
I just don't like what a lot of them look like.
Are they celebrating each other or are they enabling and keeping each other down?
Well, that's true. Yes, they are oppressing each other. But lots of, they don't shame other people for being vampires. Well,
judge on appearance.
Exactly.
Look at that guy. He sucks.
No one likes Melty Face.
Did you say he sucks to the vampires? Was that your joke? I got it.
Good job, Tom.
Anyway, so while Jack is doing science, Sally Nightshade's Duckface
gives Jack a bottle of champagne and a fish.
Well, it's
fish bones, but yeah. So she pulleys it up to where Jack's window is, and he gets it and then looks down and she's gone.
She has to go back to Duckface.
No, she just goes off and hides. She's there till morning. Because you see the vampires coming out singing, and as the sun comes up, they have to go away because
they're
vampires.
I say it's because she wants him to come after her.
Yeah, she wants to be chased.
She's laying a thirst
but
trap.
He's too, yeah, that is a thirst trap for sure.
Yeah, I'm
a redhead and I cook.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm talking about Sally.
Is she a redhead?
No, she's not.
She's got red hair.
Her hair may have been red when she was still alive.
Definitely
not. It's not red. It's brown. And she poisons people when she cooks.
Yeah, that's
she's not laying a good thirst trap.
She's like
all she got was
everybody.
Duck Face.
It's a good thirst trap for Halloween Town, though.
That's true.
Well, she's only poisoning Duck Face so she can leave. Look, yeah. She's got red hair.
Potions. Okay, yeah, she does.
She has red hair.
It just didn't look very red. I usually identify with gingers in movies. I didn't realize that Sally and I were.
I don't think she has red hair.
She 1,000%. Oh, my God.
You want me to dress up like Sally?
Oh,
yeah. Oh boy.
I'd be all right with that.
Okay.
I am feverishly masturbating while listening to this podcast.
Why do you always say feverishly masturbating?
Yeah, he does like that turn of phrase.
Like, you've broken a sweat. I get it.
It's because he's always doing it.
This guy knows what I'm talking about. This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Gross. It's a guy thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a guy thing for some... Oh, never mind.
So he does all this science because he thinks he can make it better.
Yeah.
And that's his attempt. So he then...
But he can't. He can't figure it out. So what he decides to do is just steal Halloween. Right. He's just going to jack all over Christmas.
Yeah. At that point, does he call a town meeting and tell them his plan?
Oh, my God. That was
he calls so 45
minutes ago.
No. I mean, but like,
there's another town meeting. Maybe I stopped paying attention.
He starts digging up the tasks.
Bringing everybody in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember how he brings everyone in.
You guys do this. This is the song. This is how Jingle Bells goes.
Because they're planning to kidnap Santa.
Oh, yeah, and they put it in the minor key.
Reindeer.
And they want to make Sally to make him a Santa Claus suit and a coat.
Yeah.
All I need is a reindeer.
And that's when she's trying to tell him it's not going to work. Because when she was sitting down there, she had picked up the little thing. And it turned Christmassy. And then it
was like a twig.
Yeah.
But it turned into Christmas and then died.
How did it turn into Christmas?
Through the power of love. You'll find it one day, Mikey.
I want a girl to make a Christmas tree that catches on fire for me.
Okay.
And that's why she's trying to talk to him and he's not listening. She's trying to be
Would he?
I've been there. It's not going to work. She's saying it's not going to work.
He does not want to hear it.
And he's like, no.
She says, this is not going to work, Jack. Michael, this isn't going to work.
It's going to be great. You're going to make the best suit. And she's like, no, it's going to be a disaster. And he thinks she's
talking
about her
Jack.
Own work.
But he's not listening to her because, you know, one of them is royalty and one of them was created by Duckface. So.
Yeah.
Also,
were you singing Duckface?
I've done that every time we talked about Duckface. You guys just
So they kidnap Santa, but first they kidnap the Easter Bunny. And
the three little minions think they captured Sandy Claus.
Because he tells them to go get...
Yes.
Sandy Claus.
Yeah.
And keep him away from that no count Oogie Boogie.
Which they do the opposite, right?
Well, when they actually capture Santa Claus.
Yeah, he does not run a very tight ship.
Well, and they're bad minions. He doesn't oversee. He just, I don't know, I'd argue that he's a good supervisor.
No, he's not.
He tells them what to do and then just trusts his employees to do it.
Well, that's true, but you have to have
some... more comfortable than Oogie Boogie. Like, they think that that's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Because they're dumb.
Because they're Halloween people.
Yeah, and they don't know what it's like in Christmastown because they've never been there.
I don't think Jack's a good leader. Jack's not a good leader.
I don't think he is either.
That's fair. All right, so what happens after that? Okay, so they kidnap Sandy Claus, or Santa Claus.
Yes.
They take him to Oogie Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack steals his hat and then rides off on his coffin sleigh.
Yeah.
And starts delivering presents.
Something about a fog trap?
Yeah, okay, so Sally, at this point, Sally is now trying to sabotage Jack because she knows it's not going to work.
And she knows he won't listen.
Right.
So she's trying to manage him
it's not that she
from
knows,
afar.
Well, I mean, okay, I don't think that Sally has tried to talk to him about this. So I don't think that she's just doing this because she doesn't think he'll listen. She knows he doesn't listen.
Right, because she has tried.
Right. So she's now at level of sabotage to try and get him to stop because there's no way talking to him is going to work. I don't think she's doing anything wrong.
She
didn't
really talk loud. She did the whole quietly sing thing again.
Well, she's trained to do. Yeah. She has no other frame of reference.
Right. But anyway, so it's really foggy, and then Zero comes with his jack-o'-lantern nose and lights the way like Rudolph.
Right.
And then Sally sings to her cat.
She has a little black kitty.
Yeah, she got a little kitty.
Let's call him Binks.
So then Jack delivers presents to
from
the...
From Sabrina?
No, baby.
What is it from?
From Hocus Pocus.
That's it.
No, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen Hocus Pocus?
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
We talked about this.
Hocus Pocus is really good.
So Sally Sad sings to her cat, and
yeah, what is
every single girl's?
Yeah,
I have sung to my cats a fair few times.
How many cats do you have?
I don't want to say because I'm not allowed to have as many in my apartment as I have.
Oh no, that's the same cat you saw yesterday. Yeah. I don't have two of them.
Jack is delivering.
Jack goes to the
presents.
Real world. Yes, and the real world is very orderly and symmetrical. That's the different.
That's
aesthetic
the kind of world I like.
Well,
I know.
He is,
I know. I'm safe with my emotions there.
And he and he is delivering presents like Santa Claus is supposed to be.
Yeah.
So people are expecting presents. and they keep coming out and seeing
shrunken heads,
right? Shrunken heads, or the snake which that's eating the Christmas tree,
both from Beetlejuice.
Oh, the snake and the head.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. And there's just a lot of shit going on, or a lot of shit going wrong.
I just wrote down trouble.
Yeah, more or less.
Because I kind of stopped paying attention.
And people are calling the cops to report their bad presence.
And the military gets deployed.
Right.
You would think a scene where Santa Claus gets bombed by the military would be more exciting.
That's the world we live in.
I know.
This movie sucks.
It's just like the Friday Night movie.
I don't like this movie.
I like this movie, but
I respect it. This is the climax of the movie, and it's the most boring part of the movie.
What? So he gets bombed, and then
so he gets blown out of the sky by flak guns.
And then he has an insight. Oh, maybe I could just be Jack Skelton
because he falls on an angel.
Yeah, he lands on an angel, and then discovers the importance of being himself.
Yeah,
but only also, after he fails doing what he does.
The importance of being himself, but accepting other people and accepting that somebody else might have a strength that he doesn't.
I don't think any of that is in that song.
Right.
Right. So I think he realizes that he's not making Christmas better. What he does well is Halloween, and he should stay in his fucking lane.
They could do a collaboration. They didn't even explore it.
They should be like Dre and Tupac.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like California Love, man. All day.
Exactly.
That's the only part.
Welcome everybody to the Kris Kringle. I'm gonna stop.
Okay.
Every rap should be to the Doogie Howser theme song. Oh my god, that was such a weird moment.
I know, it was awesome.
And we're involved in the strangest early 90s lawsuit ever.
Right, just all the sweaters, man. I don't even know what that means, but. Okay, so then I wrote down, he gets bombed, he falls on an angel, learns to be himself.
And
his heart grew 3 sizes in the arms of that angel.
This is sort of the Grinch realization moment, sure. Yeah. But I think he just realizes that he is not making Christmas better.
Right.
He needs to go get Santa and let Santa finish Christmas.
Does he say that?
No, well, he sort of
sings
that.
A bunch
of that's what the song's about.
What words
in the song were...
Welcome to my world.
the whole song he's talking about.
Yeah.
That, and he even says again, all right, Jack, the pumpkin.
Yeah. After he got shot out of the sky. Like,
yes, but this is when he has that moment.
He's like, oops, I did it again.
He's such a douchebag.
I fucked up Christmas.
I don't like
that. Someone find Santa. All right, let's stop.
I want to sing the real song.
From above, I deliver presents. So
I feel like we've landed on the parody version of that song.
we're workshopping it, guys. We'll figure it out.
Presents at home, they're under my tree. They're wrapped with paper. Oh, Christmas!
This is a long song.
Kris Kringle.
But see, the thing is that Jack thought that everybody was going to love what he did.
Yes.
He was like, because he thinks he's right about everything.
Absolutely.
So he doesn't realize that, oh my God, they didn't like it until they shoot him out of the sky. So that's why he has the real
He even says, they're shooting at me?
Yeah.
I'm the pumpkin king.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he realizes that other people might be better at something than he is. Like narcissists think.
Yes.
He realizes, hey, maybe I'm not the best thing in the world.
At everything.
Exactly.
But
maybe other people can have this.
And that's when he goes through the mausoleum back to Halloween Town. And then he goes to Oogie Boogie's.
He goes to Oogie Boogie, but not until Sally has ripped her leg off.
Sally's trying to rescue him.
Sally's trying to foot move him.
This is where we found out he's got a foot fetish.
Like, her leg is, you know, enticing him.
Because when you see a leg.
And her hands.
What you want to do is just go over and tickle it immediately.
Well, yeah.
There are lots of men that do.
He says Oogie Boogie.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why his name is
And then she sends her hands down to untie Sandy Claus. And well,
she's
but
up
she's,
at the top.
Yeah, she's trying to save him while Jack is delivering presents.
And
like,
I think
she's
I have seen this scene before, like completely out of context, and I was like,
What is going on?
And I
this is when your ex-boyfriends are trying to explain their foot fetish to you. They were like, so how would you feel about being Oogie Boogie?
I'm Oogie Boogie.
And I answered their question by watching Saw with them.
Okay, I also think it was Ariel. And Sebastian. Not Ariel.
Although Oogie Boogie does sort of sound like Sebastian.
Well, she just said kiss the girl, so I was thinking.
Kiss the girl.
No, this is a serial killer.
I do like that Jack was like, I should get Santa and release him.
The Santa is always better when he stays in his own lane. You think about going up there, that shit is real insane. Just look at the Halloween around you, right here in Halloween Town. What wonderful things are around you. I'm going to stop. Can we move on with the Halloween Town. Halloween Town. Don't go to Christmas. You ruin it for everyone. You piece of shit narcissist.
So close.
Part of the end. Oh, come on! I worked so hard!
So anyway, I like Jack for deciding that he wanted to release Santa because
he wanted
to make it right.
Yeah. So they're Christmas has to be Christmas and not Halloween.
Okay, because we need balance in our lives. Yes. Oogie Boogie wants to try to put them in some kind of big blender soup or something.
I wasn't really sure about Oogie Boogie's whole deal. What was his motivation? Yeah.
It's feet.
Absolutely. But no, he's just the boogeyman. So he's just trying to scare them and be bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
The boogeyman does nothing except for scare people. That's his whole existence.
And I did he gets power from your fear like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jack has to fight Oogie Boogie save Sally and Santa Claus.
And he rips off his clothes and reveals all the bugs underneath.
Yeah. Well, no, this is when I started singing the Weezer song because
did you start singing the Weezer song?
Yeah, he did start singing.
Yeah, that was me.
And then we continued it.
Yeah.
He pulls the thread while Oogie Boogie floats away and then to reveal just the maggots underneath. And he saves Santa Claus and Sally.
And then Santa is pissed. Santa's not going to
let him. Santa's stay in your lane, douche. Yeah.
And did the Easter Bunny ever get back to Easter?
Yeah, they took the Easter Bunny back.
Oh, that's right. They put him back in the sack.
They did. They brought him back.
He jumps back in the sack.
Oh. Yeah, he was scared.
Yeah, he was scared.
The sack's the only thing he's ever known.
Well, in that land it is.
But he deserved better.
They do take the Easter Bunny back.
Yeah.
And then Santa goes back and he writes all the wrongs that Jack did.
He just gets sucked up into the sky or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
With his magic. And
if he had this magic all along, why was he not using it?
Because then Jack wouldn't have learned the lesson.
And maybe that's what we need to know.
And maybe that's his Christmas gift.
Maybe nothing makes sense.
That's the Christmas
he
gets.
Maybe he had to have his hat. Because Jack had his hat.
That's true.
Time.
Maybe it's a Frosty the Snowman situation. Right. And without his hat, he's not magic.
Maybe.
He's just a fat dude with scoliosis.
Maybe this really movie just kind of sucks. Yeah.
And the best boxers
maybe
ever.
You suck,
bing, 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 bing. He's still
either way, he puts his hat back on, now having his magic, and he goes up into the sky, and he rights all the wrongs.
Except for the parents that are dead.
They're not dead. Well, he does correct the gift and pat him on his head and say, "You're welcome, Bruce." Wink. See you in a few years. Winky blinky.
In a few years.
Bruce Wayne, his parents are dead. Yeah.
Oh,
Joe Freeze.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, he's making a Batman joke.
I mean, he had just directed Batman.
Yes. Yeah. See, it all connects.
He was currently working on Batman Returns.
Yes, which is a horrible movie.
It is horrible.
So Santa saves Christmas, and then it sort of ends with Jack and Sally admitting that they love each other.
It starts snowing
in
Halloween Town.
In the graveyard.
They've never had an actual conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
it does. It does start snowing in Halloween Town. You're right.
Yeah. Come on.
And they had obviously talked before the Santa.
There was definitely a playful flirtation before that, sure. And
she pulled him up bottles of wine with butterflies in them.
So it snows in Halloween Town. Everyone's making snow angels and they're playing with the snow.
You're like, what's this?
And
what's this?
Yeah, it's the reprise of the What's This song, which is my favorite song.
Snowed the snow upon them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is when Jack and Sally go to the graveyard and kind of admit their love for each other. And then that's the
silhouette of the moon.
Yes.
All right, and that's the movie.
The best part about Sally is she can just take that part off and leave it at home for Jack.
Gross.
And it's dishwasher safe.
How do you know it's dishwasher safe?
I mean, she's made out of fabric. How would it be dishwasher safe?
With autumn leaves inside
maybe
of her.
Hand wash and hang to dry.
You got to woolite that shit.
You got to be careful with it,
You're delicate.
Like veal cutlets.
Yeah.
Can you believe we've been doing this podcast as long as we have? We've been doing it over 6 months.
I know,
That's amazing that we've lasted that long with how crazy you are.
I know.
And how narcissistic you are.
Absolutely. Oh. I am Jack.
Obviously,
you
I'm
definitely
Sally
are
because I'm ginger.
Yeah. Although you didn't know she was a ginger until I said that.
Are you the
mayor? You can be the mayor.
Yeah. I'll be the mayor and you be Zero.
Okay. I like Zero. He's lovable. I don't want to be Sally. So
I had some friends in San Diego.
I've been Sally for
I've
all
been
my
Sally.
Life.
I might as well be Sally.
All right. So let's talk box office. This movie was stop motion, right? Made in 93. Danny Elfman did the music. I mean, there's a lot of big names in this, right?
Big names now.
Danny Elfman was a pretty big name then.
Okay.
Yeah. So I honestly do think Danny Elfman was probably the biggest name in this.
I would say.
He's not the actor that voices Jack. He's the actor that sings for Jack.
Do you know who the actor that voices Jack is?
I don't know, actually.
Chris Sarandon.
Oh, really?
Child's Play actor and Fright Night.
And is that Susan Sarandon's brother?
I don't know if we ever verified that.
I remember us saying that a lot in the Chucky episode.
And then just never checking it.
Oh, yeah. Why would we check?
But we also said that that movie is a single location podcast, and it is. We are 100% right about that.
So this movie cost $18 million to make, and when it originally was out, it made right at $50 million in box office, which is pretty good.
$50 million.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But they've re-released it a few times.
This movie's got legs.
It does. And there's like a cult following that really loves this movie. Mm-hmm. So it has, over the course of its run, like it was released again in 2000, 2006, 2007, 2008, and 2009. So with all those re-releasings, it's made $75 million is the lifetime gross. And it made a shitload in DVD and stuff sales. And so it's made a lot of money. Of course, this is a very...
Yeah.
It's very big in pop culture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it makes money.
Which is funny because Disney did not want to release it at first. They had Touchstone release it because they were afraid it would terrify kids.
Well, and they had hired Tim Burton like in the 80s or something like that, and then he put something out, and then they fired him because mm-hmm. it was too much and too scary, and then they, you know, brought him back later.
Yeah. And he was writing this, I think, he was inspired to write this while he was working for Disney, uh-huh. and then had gotten fired. And what? So he wrote a poem about this.
Are we doing Jen's fun facts?
Yeah, are we done with box
office? Yeah, let's do Jen fun facts.
So he was inspired by being at a store and watching them change the decorations and the merchandise from Halloween over to Christmas.
Oh, September 30th.
Yeah, exactly. That's national
no,
change.
That's when Halloween starts.
It's September 30th, but Christmas starts October 30th.
And so we can talk about the production of this too, because it's kind of one of those Poltergeist situations where this was Tim Burton's concept and his story. And my husband Corey actually showed me a picture of Tim Burton's Halloween costume when he was a kid. Have
it
you
looks
seen
just
that?
Like Jack Skellington.
Looks just like Jack Skellington. Yep. So this is kind of like
this is his fever dream.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, yes.
His childhood fever dream.
His feverish dream.
Yes.
And so he pitched this and he kind of directed the beginning of it, and then Henry Selick took it over because he had just directed Batman and he was about to work on Batman Returns, and so he didn't have enough time to like move this clay thing an inch and then move it another inch. He was also in pre-production for Ed Wood, so he didn't have enough time to direct it. So Henry Selick, who's the director...
I actually liked Ed Wood.
I haven't seen that, but I've heard good things about it.
Actually, Henry Selick, interestingly enough, Tom Selleck's younger brother.
Is that true?
No.
I love Tom Selleck, though. Three Men and a Baby.
So give us some more fun facts.
So Henry Selick said he looked at it like Tim Burton laid the egg, and then he sat on the egg and developed it. Mm-hmm. And he said that Tim, and there's kind of a little controversy about who really owns the project, or like really the concept of it. And he said that Tim Burton was really only there like 8 or 9 days of the whole 3 years of this production. So it was really Henry Selick developing everything. Apparently, Tim Burton was so mad about something that he kicked a hole in the wall when he found out the story was going that way. But I can't remember what that part was. So we said Chris Sarandon was Jack. We said Catherine O'Hara was Sally, who is the mom from Home Alone. Did you guys know who the voice of Duckman is?
No.
He is Uncle Lewis from Christmas Vacation. Oh. The guy who burns the tree. With his big cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That dude's a Christmas movie legend.
I know. So when I IMDb'd him, it showed a young picture of him, and I was like, it took me a minute to figure out who he was. Yeah.
Well, because the young picture was in black and white. It was like a Civil War photo. Yeah. Because he's old as shit in Christmas Vacation, and that was like the late 80s. I think it's 89.
Mm-hmm. They may have aged him up a little bit, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but he was older.
The blessing. Yeah. Patrick Stewart does the beginning narration. So they tried to get Vincent Price and James Earl Jones for the narration.
Simba.
And I don't know why they couldn't get James Earl Jones.
Vincent Price would have been great. I mean, he was too busy speaking some bridge in an R&B
song.
Do you
want to happened?
Was he doing the Thriller?
No, his wife had just died. And
I feel horrible.
Yeah, and he was in poor health, and his narrate, like, he actually did some of it, and it was just his voice was too weak
to
do it.
That's so sad.
I know it is sad.
They fired him? I wouldn't have told him. I'd be like, we recorded the whole thing.
Yeah, and just wait till he died to release the movie.
Yep, because I'm too nice.
That is passive aggressive.
It's not aggressive, it's just passive.
That's what happens when you're raised in Dr. Face's science lab. Sorry. okay. I don't know why James Earl Jones didn't work out. Oh, but I thought you would appreciate this. So this came out at the same time as the Disney's Three Musketeers.
Oh, I love
that
movie.
And so it was in competition, and that's why this one didn't do that well, because they didn't have enough confidence.
The Leonardo DiCaprio one?
No, that's Man in the Iron Mask, and also great.
Yeah. This is the one with
Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, and Kiefer Sutherland.
It's Save the Cake!
I don't remember.
It's been a while since we've said that.
Have you not seen it?
It's been a while.
Oliver Platt as Porthos?
I do love
that.
Is Rebecca De Mornay in that?
I love her!
I don't know. She's a woman. I don't pay attention to the woman. But yeah,
that's a lie. You pay very close attention to the women.
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I love the Three Musketeers, though.
That's good.
I do too. And I thought this was interesting. So they had the new trailer for The Lion King, and they could have shown it in front of this, but they chose to give it to Three Musketeers. It was the first trailer for Lion King, which is just the beginning song. I love The Lion King.
Do you have any more fun facts, Jen?
Yeah, I do. Okay, about the stop motion. They had 227 puppets. So for every second of film, they had like 12 different shots. So it took forever to do this.
I'm sure. If I learned anything from Parks and Recreation, it's that stop motion is very tedious.
How can it not be longer?
Stand. I also did learn that the director of this movie, while they were shooting these scenes, invented a board game called The Cones of Dunshire.
When do you go back to work? I love Parks and Rec. I can quote so much of that. Okay, so they had 100 people and 3 years to make this.
Jesus.
Was it 12 stop motion moves for every second of filming? And
I mean, that's actually less than like 30 frames a second. Like, that's normally what movies are shot in, or sometimes 60 frames a second.
Oh, I don't know.
It's pretty common now.
But it looks seamless.
It does look good. Like, the stop motion looks great.
Yeah.
But 12 frames a second is pretty slow.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was.
Right. Like, the claymation.
But that's like the 50s, right? 50s or 60s.
Were you going to say 30s?
No, 50s or 60s.
Yeah, I think
old timeies.
What's old timeies?
I think it may have been more 60s. I don't know, but it's older.
No, the stop motion is good, and like the drippy face was dripping at a high level of frames.
Yeah, about 12 frames a second.
When the vampires are playing hockey, they're playing hockey with a jack-o'-lantern.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally a replica of Tim Burton's head. But they changed it. That's funny. There was some animosity between Burton and Danny Elfman on this set, which is why Danny Elfman did not score Ed Wood. I don't know much about that.
Tim Burton kind of seems like a Jack Skellington.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd like Tim Burton.
Danny Elfman said that this was the easiest composition he'd ever written, and that he had so much in common with Jack Skellington.
Okay.
And it could have been because he was like looking for something new or more of a creative challenge. I don't know.
And he also sings all the songs in it. So
he's
writing the songs for himself, more or less.
And they chose Chris Sarandon because his voice sounded like Danny Elfman's singing.
Yeah, it totally does.
Honestly, it's pretty seamless. Like, I didn't realize that Danny Elfman was singing it the first time until I saw the credits. I was like, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, because it is pretty seamless.
And I like Chris Sarandon a lot.
Should we even scary scale this?
I mean, yes, we have to. We scary scale everything.
So explain the scary scale.
Okay, so our scary scale is a ranking where we decide how scared we were when we watched this movie today. It's not a ranking of how good the film is or the quality of it. It's just how scary we find it. Our example of a 1 is Ghostbusters, and our example of a 10 is Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
But this is not even meant to be scary. That's the reason. Like, if we're going to allow this to be on the scary scale, if we're going to allow this on the scary scale, we should also allow zeros.
No, zeros are not allowed because it is a movie, and somebody has attempted to make a movie that would scare people, and so I give them credit for that.
But this is not an attempt at scaring people. But yeah,
you don't think so?
No, not at all.
The imagery is scary.
It's not at all.
It's a little, like, creepy, but it's not scary.
It's not at all scary.
Well, so the attempt to be creepy.
So, yeah, I mean...
it's not a creepy scale.
But Jen, if we... And I'm fine with the rules, right? I'm fine with it. Jen, if I had a scary scale, I'd give it a 1.
Okay.
Natalie, what would you give it?
1.
Mikey?
Obviously a 1.
Yeah, so
yeah,
Jen,
I'm giving it a 1, too.
Yeah, so it's 1's fine. Or a 1. Do you guys have the Christmas Eve tradition of opening one present on Christmas Eve?
No.
We've done that.
My family did that, So yours did?
Yeah, we would always open, which we knew were going to be Christmas pajamas.
Yeah, I've heard about
and
that.
And then we would have one other gift. We could pick a gift that we wanted to open.
So we didn't get Christmas pajamas because my family didn't do Christmas pajamas, really. But we would do one gift, and then we could get our stocking at midnight.
Oh, really?
That was like, yeah, that
we
was
didn't
my...
We get our stocking. That
no,
was,
we didn't
so the
either.
Deal was my mom didn't want us to wake her up early.
No.
So she was like, you can get your stocking at midnight. but if you wake me up before 7, I'll choke you to death.
So very fucking Christmas.
So yeah, so we would stay up until midnight, get our stocking, eat chocolate or whatever was in there, and always one like clementine that we would throw away.
We used to get clementines and like apples and
that's
stuff.
That's a Christmas. That's like a Christmas thing from the
My mom would put fruit and stuff inside the stocking because she knew we'd give it back to her, and she would just be there eating clementines and shit on Christmas morning. Oh. It was awesome. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so let's draw a mug.
Oh my God, it's my favorite time in the whole podcast. We get to draw a mug.
A muggity mug.
Yeah, yeah.
So guys, if you've left a text review of our podcast on the iTunes thing. Podcast thing or majig, then you are eligible to win a mug. So if you haven't left a text review, do that now. Give us 5 stars. Say Jen's the best or Todd's the best or Mikey should be on more often.
If you don't leave a text review, we can't see your name. So we can't put that name in the mug.
So all the mugs or all the names in the mug are people who have left us reviews but not have previously won a mug.
Yeah, so there has been a little bit of talk on socials about how I love giving away mugs. And I just want to confirm, this is my favorite thing in the whole world.
And she is the Oprah of giving away mugs.
I do. And you get a mug. And you get a mug.
Speaking of that, Oprah, would you please draw a name out of the hat?
I don't know. I'm enjoying the greatest moment of my life.
Oh yeah, you're drawing a name out of the mug, not the hat.
I don't know what's going on here. Hold on.
Yeah,
I can't draw mugs and hold a microphone. Hold on. Tabby Tails.
Tabby Tails.
That's a new one too.
Is it? Nice. Well, Tabby Tails, reach out to us on one of our socials, either Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and we will send you a mug.
Congratulations. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Tabby Tails. Woo. We'll send you a mug. Oh, eventually. Yeah.
Eventually being the operative word because Jen usually forgets.
Man, mail is hard.
And that's M-A-L-E. So guys,
I did not say that.
So Natalie, we want to give out your pluggables.
My pluggables is that
I think we need another word.
Yeah, I don't really like pluggables. That's not a great
word.
You
can find me at my plug of my plugs.
So where can we find you online, guys? What's your socials? So, Natalie, where do the people find you?
Natalie Renee Long on Instagram.
Yes.
And YouTube.
Mikey is at mrandolph24.
Yeah, plug away.
On Instagram and Twitter. And I know Twitter. Yours, yeah.
Aw, that's
I know
sweet.
Yours too, Natalie.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, whatever. Aww.
Yeah, we follow them too, so you can find them on our list too.
Yes. And Jen Ferratu is the one who was talking there, Jen. And she's Jen Ferratu on Instagram and Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I am at Taj Awesome on Instagram and Twitter. We are a member of the Modern Horse Podcast Network, so guys, check them out. They got a lot of great podcasts. And if you're listening to us in their feed on Wednesdays, make sure you listen to us on our feed in Mondays. I know, right? Lock it the fuck up, nerds. If you want to get it 2 days earlier, subscribe to our channel and you will get it 2 days earlier on Monday.
That's how days work.
Right.
And numbers. Merry almost Christmas. Some of us are going to get our stockings at midnight. Some of you may already be wearing Christmas pajamas.
And or be opening
before.
Your one Christmas Eve
and
gift.
And some of you may be like me and just looking at those presents longingly or trying to fend your kids off from those presents.
Yeah.
So.
Trying to stop your kids from shaking the shit out of the gifts.
Oh, dude, man, my son brought the present to me like first day we put him under a tree. He was like, I want to see what's inside it.
You can't.
And I was like, I know it was sweet, but I still said no.
Of course you did.
Right.
You don't want to ruin it. Yeah.
Mom, I know. Yeah. I am a good mom.
So Natalie and Mikey, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It was
Merry
a lot
Christmas
of fun.
World.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
We'll be back tomorrow with an actual scary movie. Thanks for hanging out with us during this non-scary musical that I enjoyed a lot. And I never get things that I enjoy to watch. And I appreciate it. It was
for
nice.
You. Oh, you got gosh. Behind the mask.
I didn't know I was going to love Behind the Mask, though. I thought it was going to be scary.
Yeah, it's the gift
I
keeps
loved
on
it.
Giving.
Nathan, I love you.
Everybody drink. Eggnog tonight, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm into it. Eggnog is the best. It's also like 1,000 calories per 8 ounces, but
and
whatever.
And gross.
Yeah, it's sort of like
don't drink eggnog.
It's like hot spit. It's not,
yeah.
It's not great.
Yes. It's gross. So you went from eggnog is the best to eggnog is hot spit.
I honestly,
in 10 seconds.
I will put down a little bit of eggnog.
Yeah. You can't finish
and then
a
you
whole
realize
glass.
What it
no,
tastes
you can't
like.
Finish a whole
I don't
glass.
Want another
yeah.
Hot spit, that's like something else.
No, you know what is good?
It comes out
it
cold.
It tastes like bleach smells.
And yes, people who are dead
does,
inside,
though.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack Frost.
You and I are talking about something very different.
I don't want to hear about Jack's Frost and his spit or anything like about Jack Frost.
Hey, how was it talking about a Christmas movie that does not include sexual assault, Mikey?
I felt really great about it.
That's our Christmas gift to you.
I haven't watched a horror movie here in like a month. It's just been Christmas of like rapey things and
right?
Music.
A real uncomfortable.
Musicals.
Music.
So that's going to be it for us, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
holidays.
Guys. Yeah.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Todd. All right, guys. Bye.
Do, 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 do.
nerds.